Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus and the lead pastor at LifePoint. This week, we began 3 weeks of being online only at our Lewis Center campus as we prepare to make the move into our new facility. And this week, we looked at Acts chapters 3 and 4, where Peter and John are on their way to the temple, and they encounter someone who the scriptures say has been lame. In other words, he had a disability where he couldn't walk. And Peter and John say to him, "Look at us." This man was asking for alms from them. And one of the things that we talked about is how a healthy church, a healthy life group, a healthy Christian believer can look at someone else and say, "Hey, check out what I have. Here's what I have to offer to you." And so Paul said it this way in the New Testament when he was writing to a New Testament church. He said, "Hey, imitate me." Now, a lot of us just aren't comfortable with saying something like that. We're afraid of turning someone the wrong direction. And at the same time, what we've said throughout this series is that Simon Peter follows Jesus passionately, not perfectly. And so none of us are going to be perfect. And yet, we should be able to say to other people, imitate the way that I pursue God, imitate the way that I love God, the way that I see what my worldview is. God miraculously empowered Simon Peter and John to provide healing for this man. You know, when we look at that in the text, it's one of those things where sometimes we pray and God provides miraculous healing. I talked about an experience that we had here at LifePoint where God did that in the hearts, in the physical bodies of one of our families. And at the same time, there are other times we pray and maybe we don't get the answer that we want. Either way, we can still serve. We can still give. We can still pray. And we should do all those things. I showed a video on Sunday of Reggie Hayes, the pastor of United Faith International Baptist Church here in town, and the ways that we as a church are able to support Reggie and his work in the city, and have been able to do that during during COVID. So the takeaways really for us from this passage for Sunday was, number one, we said demand small. In other words, we should look at our lives and say, you know what, we've really been given a lot. And so as we go to God, we don't go to God with a lot of demands. It's certainly okay to take your request to God. He asks us to do that. And at the same time, we don't make demands of him. We take our requests, we lay them in front of him, and we're grateful for everything that he's already provided for us. And then the second thing we talked about is not just demand small, but pray big. It's okay to pray, you know, help Aunt Phyllis's cold and thank you for the day. All those things are great. But you know what? We need some people to pray things like, "God, give me Chase Bank for your name's sake." And then to walk in there the next day and look for God's activity. If nothing happens, that's okay. That's not our business. But as God brings opportunities, we want to take the opportunities that God gives us. We want to pray big and demand small. And we see that same thing in the life of Jesus when he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Jesus said, "God, this is the way I'd like to see it happen. This is the way I want to see it go. But more than that, I want your will." So I'm going to pray that for us as we enter our day today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. Lord, I pray that we have hearts, that we live lives where we can look at others and say, "Imitate us. Look at us." And the way that we love you, the way that we approach you, the way that we follow you, that, Lord, that's something that others can emulate. So today, God, we bring our requests. We lay them in front of you. The requests from our church, people who are struggling, going through difficult times, people that are having joyful times. God, we're grateful for that. But God, we pray that you will give us our community, give us our city for your name's sake and for your glory. God, that your name would be known instead of ours. We are so grateful for you. We are yours, God, today. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray, and I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow.